Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The Prime Minister is ending his trip in the regional city of Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan Province, before he flies out of the country to return to Australia. Mr. Albanese says it's been a productive trip, including the meeting with China's President Xi Jinping.
One of the themes of our discussions was improving people-to-people and cultural links between Australia and China. And I can think of no better way than through this sporting engagement at what is the iconic sporting event in Australia, our Australian Open. Indeed, the last Australian Prime Minister to visit Sichuan was Bob Hawke in 1986. And at that time, he launched an annual Australia-China tennis challenge, a gesture of goodwill between our nations.
The late Yolngu elder and land rights pioneer, Dr. Galloway Yunupingu, has been officially awarded the nation's highest civilian honour 2 years after his death. The Companion of the Order of Australia was accepted by his eldest daughter, Bin Miller, from Governor-General Sam Mostyn, who travelled to northeast Arnhem Land to present the award in person. The Governor-General says Dr. Yunupingu would have viewed the award in his own way.
But I'm also aware that in the 50th year of the Australian Honours and Awards System, this may be an award that Dr. Yunupingu would not have really seen as necessary or seen as adding to the way in which he lived his life. In a way, it's an important thing that we are doing in acknowledging his life through a system that must sit alongside something else that Dr. Yunupingu said in his essay. He spoke of an allegiance to each other, to land and to ceremonies that define Yolngu.
Australia's unemployment rate has risen slightly from 4.1 to 4.3%. It's the highest unemployment rate since November 2021. The number of unemployed people increased by 34,000, and the number of people with a full-time job fell by 38,000. Analysts say the data will be a deciding factor in the Reserve Bank's decision on whether to make an interest rate cut. An Australian innovation is hoping to revolutionise landmine clearance. According to NATO's Strategic Warfare Development Command, there are still 110 million landmines around the world. The world's largest landmine clearance charity, the Halo Trust, says over 5,700 civilians were killed or injured by landmines and explosives in 2023. John Shanahan is the Managing Director of Australian company MREED, which is working in collaboration with the CSIRO. He says the teams have developed the first handheld device using low-frequency radio waves to help detect explosives.
Every explosive or drugs which we detect has a fingerprint. We are the only sensor that can detect the actual fingerprint. So not that there's an anomaly there, as we talked about earlier. It's just this is that substance. It's as binary as that.
In cycling, today Pogacar has regained the overall lead of the Tour de France after winning Stage 12. The three-time Tour winner completed the stage on the first major mountain of the race, ahead of Jonas Vingegaard with a margin of 2 minutes 10 seconds. Pogacar dedicated the stage win to 19-year-old Italian cyclist Samuel Privatera, who died after a crash in the opening stage of the Giro della Valle d'Aosta.
I think this stage can go for Samuel and to all his family, because it was really sad. It was first thing I read in the morning, and it was just, I was thinking the last kilometer about him, and how tough this sport can be, and how much pain can cause.
Thanks for listening. This is SBS News in Easy English.